What did one look for in a place to get married? Brianne Marshall let out a breath. She didn't want to make it such an all-important decision, but it was. To her, Scott seemed quite a bit more laid back. Sometimes that read as a lack of care, but she wanted to believe that she was wrong. She told herself as much several times over the last few months. But they were getting married. After everything, Scott stayed by her side through the depression, through recovery, the highs and lows, everything. She couldn't be happier to be marrying him in just 4 short months. June seemed so far away, but right around the corner. "The chairs will line up here," the tall woman said, indicating one side of the room. Everything about the event space coordinator was long and lean, and she smiled a little too readily at Scott. It dug at Brianne, a little. When she turned to Scott, the way his eyes gleamed when he met Brianne's gaze, she knew she had found a man who treasured her. That's what she needed.
"What instruments were you thinking you would need? We have space in that corner."
The woman pointed a perfectly manicured hand.
"We thought a pianist and a singer, right?"
Scott turned his brown eyes on her again. She nodded. "Unless you thought we would need more." After all, Scott was the musician, but she had kind of always dreamed of a simple wedding. He reached for her hand.
"I like the idea of the pianist and singer. It's easy and uncluttered."
Brianne smiled in spite of herself and squeezed his hand, which warmed more than her fingers. The coordinator smiled sweetly before looking at her clipboard.
"I think that's all I needed. Do you two have any questions?"
She spoke to them both, but it seemed her gaze settled on Scott alone. Because he was easy to look at? He certainly was that. Or because a woman didn't think Brianne's opinion mattered? Goodness, she chided herself. What has this woman done to deserve such judgment? Nothing. Brianne refocused on Scott, who was shaking his head.
Nothing I can think of.
He tugged on Brianne's hand, bringing her a little closer to himself.
You?
Disentangling herself from Scott's hold, she flipped open her binder and thumbed to the section on venue. She scanned the page, but everything seemed to blur right before her. It may be time to call it a day. Closing the wedding binder and hugging it to herself, she shook her head.
Well, if you think of anything, please call or email. You have my information?
Yes, Brianne was quick to say. She had compiled the pertinent contacts early on. Scott moved closer to her and set a hand to her back. She loved that he kept contact with her, but her nerves plagued her around this woman who apparently had no flaws.
Then I think we're done here.
There was that perfect white smile flashing at them. Then the coordinator turned and moved toward the front of the building. Scott pressed gently against the small of Brianne's back and urged her forward as well. He leaned in and whispered,
"You okay?"
This was no time for such a question. Not in front of this woman. Brianne tensed. He rubbed his hand in a small circle but said nothing further. Perhaps he was weary of reassuring her. As the coordinator reached for the doorknob, she paused, then turned.
"Oh, there is one more thing."
Brianne had to stop abruptly to keep from bumping into her, but Scott's hand on her arm helped her retain her balance.
"What's that?"
Scott asked. Though his eyes were on Brianne, eyebrows raised. Did he have to be so concerned? She hated being a source of worry.
"Due to the unfortunate circumstances in our world right now,"
the woman was slow to say. It was as if she really didn't want to.
"We are having to talk to all of our couples about contingencies."
"Contingencies?"
Scott's brow furrowed. What could the coordinator be referring to? Then it rushed through Brianne. The Corona SARS virus. A shiver went down her spine. Scott rubbed a hand up her back and to her shoulder, giving it a squeeze. Again he was reassuring her. And perhaps it was necessary. This virus moving across the world and even into the United States earlier this month, despite travel bans, had Brianne wanting to run to the hills, but there was no guarantee she'd be safe there, or anywhere. Oddly, that was the thing that kept her grounded and still in Memphis. That and Scott's insistence that it was much ado about nothing. "The media exaggerates," he would say. "They need to sensationalize for their story." The coordinator had continued talking. How had Brianne spaced out? But she tried her best